This video is dedicated by the Huberfeld family in memory of Pinchas and Ray Huberfeld, Aleihem Shalom. Hello and welcome to Jewish History and Daf Yomi. Today's Daf has a reference to what appears to be a place called Discarta, but in reality it's not really a specific place necessarily, but a kind of place. If you have a look at dictionaries of Aramaic, for example, you'll see that it's used in several places in different ways as some kind of like a part of a town or a settlement that's also a private town and can actually be used as a source of taxation income. So you have in Shas, it's occasionally used to refer to what sounds like a place like Rav Yehuda of Discarta, but apparently he lived in a place which was kind of like, maybe we would say it's a company town in modern terms. We don't actually use this very much in modern terms at all, but great article by Jessica Spencer on Sepharia goes through many examples of this word, not only in rabbinic literature, but also in Tanakh. It's interesting that if you look in Gemara Megillah, for example, this Discarta is one of the gifts that Haman tries to bribe Mordechai with. Have a look at Megillah, Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, in the Yerushalmi, by the way, I should say. And there, Haman suggests that perhaps as a bribe, we could get Mordechai to behave if we gave him a Discarta. Okay, I hope this illuminated your Daf, and I wish you Hatzlacha in your learning.